We've had a lot of time to think recently, haven't we? Which is kind of a funny way to put it, right? As though we're all admitting we usually spend our lives not thinking or something. Another funny way to put it, I think, is the way I normally pepper in my next phrase after revealing that I've been thinking. That's dangerous, right? But hey, life is dangerous right now, so let's gasp, embrace a little thinking this morning. In this week's Clarion Herald, you can read about the historical precedent that keeps getting passed around while the coronavirus keeps spreading, the Spanish flu of 1918. There's a lot in that article. It's award-winning New Orleanian journalist Peter Finney Jr. writing about award-winning New Orleanian journalist John Barry, so of course it works. But I've been thinking. I'm currently reading about cholera in 1850s London, for one. My consolation prize when the great influenza, John Barry's book, was all checked out on my hours before closure library trip a few weeks ago. For two, 2020, 1918, 1854, terrible, suffering years, but when plotted on the church's timeline, all rather recent. The church, better yet, a community of faith centered on Jesus Christ, died and risen, has been around through a lot of terrible, suffering stuff. Centuries and centuries of it. Best still, the church has ministered in these times. Blessed Francis Xavier Silos dies of yellow fever. Venerable Henriette Delille takes on the racist South. The Ursuline sisters nurse British soldiers injured in the Battle of New Orleans. Again, that's just a chain of rather recent history, tracing us back just to 1812. The church goes back about 1812 years, more than that, with all manner of people in all manner of situations. In this dangerous time, with these dangerous thoughts, maybe here's the most dangerous question. Is our faith really incomplete this morning? Really missing? Really frustrated? Right here, right now. I know it can sure feel that way as we wave our digital palms this Palm Sunday morning. I'm sure Facebook has a filter for that, right? So just click on that button and wave away. Today's Mass didn't even begin with our normal procession gospel. How do you have Palm Sunday and don't, you know, mention Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem at all, we can think? And don't even get me started on not physically tasting, touching communion. How can we think about next week and come up with any other feeling than incomplete? These are all good questions, but the gospel that we did get to read without our normal participation parts, granted, but read nonetheless, has something to offer us for this feeling, because it shows faith in conflict, faith meeting the cross. We're all familiar with Jesus' earthly end. Somehow we can come into churches and half-thinkingly sit in front of larger-than-life images of cruel, graphic torture. I'm most struck today not by the sight of it all, though, but by the sound. Specifically, the sound of the spectators. We heard those passing by reviled him, shaking their heads. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him. He saved others. He cannot save himself. The revolutionaries who were crucified with him also kept abusing him in the same way. In Jesus' last earthly moments, he hears all these conditions placed on belief in him. Basically, Jesus, what you're offering is missing something, frustrated, incomplete. From the very birth of the church, this has been the battle, finding faith even here, seeing the emptiness and discovering God. This period of time we're living in demands a lot of us, to be sure. But it's not a place where faith is farthest. It's the place when faith chooses hope, when faith allows for more, when faith really finds a home. Archbishop Rummel doesn't pause to make historical notes about school integration. Père Antoine doesn't stop tending to a smoldering French Quarter to trace an outline of the flames. Martyr after martyr after martyr doesn't pause for careful study as they're being dragged to their earthly end. They choose faith even there. Actions that point in that way. Commitment that deepens God's presence within them. We have such another moment, amid all that feels incomplete, to find ourselves alongside Jesus. Jesus of Palm Sunday. Jesus so clearly present throughout the life of the church. I'll conclude with one more witness of faith in struggle. St. Thérèse of Lisieux. You know, her statue is in our sanctuary, right? I'm sure everyone's aware. You know, too, she dies as a 24-year-old of tuberculosis, right? St. Thérèse received communion for the last time about 6 weeks before she died. Her words about it. No doubt it is a great grace to receive the sacraments. When God does not permit it, it is good too. Everything is a grace. This Palm Sunday, for many, many reasons, may find us feeling incomplete, missing, frustrated. But look again and see our beautiful church, our beautiful chain of witnesses, our beautiful Jesus, asking us during this holiest week to remove the conditions that prevent us from finding him, from finding life.